For if there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteous must far exceed it in glory. 2 Corinthians 3:9. I'm following, I'm continuing, I'm testament, I'm devoted. I'm rowing down the creek, down the ocean, the river, if you would. Yes, I'm seeking the stairway to heaven one step at a time. Yes, of course, it's okay. But the ministry of condemnation? Who do you serve? Who do you work for? The acknowledgement of the heart, soul, the mind? Yes, of course. I encompass it. I embrace it. It is God himself. I am enlightened. Fulfill me, for I give to you. But condemnation is just as powerful, isn't it? The reference yesterday to the talk of finding the power in darkness. Anybody remember the note from last night? I think I got it wrote down here. Just give me one second. The talk of last night. Let's see. And the reference that I'm looking for, I can't find it, is right here. We had, God, I can't find it. Forgiveness in the darkness. Condemnation within the light. Oh, here it is. I'm found in darkness and I'm lost in the light. Is that true? And does it go back to it? So for there was glory in the ministry of condemnation, the ministry of righteous must far exceed it in glory. Lost in light, found in darkness. Excellent. Very relevant. Who chose that path, by the way? It must be right for you. Did you put your foot there or did somebody else? Will not the ministry of the Spirit have even more glory? 2 Corinthians 3:8. The ministry of the Spirit. Boy, we really got down and dirty yesterday talking about the Spirit. The reference, right? If you will walk within the Spirit, then you will no longer be under the law. The reference to what law is. We had this debate and this dispute at Marquette Law. It was a great talk on campus. Everybody was quick to show that their condemnation of creature, right? The obligation of burden, what they had written down on paper in between the lines. It was biblical presence, black and white. I'm not talking BC or AD either. What creature came up with and it doesn't work. It's a sense of failure, was more relevant than God and Christ themselves. So you don't believe in Christ. You're not forgiven. You're not redeemed. How very unfortunate. But is it okay if everybody else chooses their own path? I'm only accountable for the decisions that I make. No, you shall be condemned to the thought and belief that we believe in, because it's only possessiveness of our inequity that we have. So how very relevant. I'm in love with this notion, this moment, ministry of condemnation. But I want you to meet me. Who are you? No, I'm Jesse Drocky. Who? No, I'm a humble servant. I'm a child of God. Where'd you come from? I came from God. He created me to be Christ-like in thought, word, image, and deed. Where are you going? No, I seek eternity. I seek this place called heaven, eternity that God created for me. I want to be saved. I want to be redeemed. I shall not be condemned, not here nor then or previously, because he is the same. He is the truth, the way, the life. Well, very good. I continue to advance because he advances within me. So at no way, shape, and form shall I ever stop dead within my tracks, shall ever be upheaved, turned upside down, twisted and turned, or be laying back down on the ground. For he revives me and keeps me alive in the Holy Spirit. I said the Holy Spirit, it breathes and lives within me. I'm alive. I'm thankfully redeemed. It guides me. Did you know I heard a yes? I shall move here very, very soon. Lord, forgive me. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Acts 1:17. Numbered among us, every hair on your head, allotted his share in this ministry. Did you know it's outright a privilege to be capable of delivering the word, to spreading the good news, proclaiming the faith, the gospel? Don't forget about the darkness, my hour of death. Yes, of course, Hail Mary. I'm trying to get a little bit of it. But within that, he gives us our own vocation. Now I witness the scripture. I fulfill my shares. I give it back to him. My ministry is no more than a direct revelation of him empowering me while I'm on earth. Somebody said it's like an accessory, though. It's completely optional. Did you want less percentage of Christ today, or did you want more? Of course, you see your spouse, children standing at the door. Did you find Christ today? If you did not, then you shall turn around. You shall leave. Do not return back here until you found him. Well, very good. I never thought about it like that. So you either are embracing and comforting, living within it. What was the ministry of Christ? Yes, of course. Who do you work for? Or you've completely shunned yourself. You became alienation of the scripture, the word, what's reviving in you and what's keeping you alive. I've never found it to be adequate, by the way. I don't think that it has point, rhyme, ream, and purpose. The belief that you've chosen, or the interpretation of how you think God perceives Christ within my life, is more relevant than me having my own? No, I don't think so. And upside down, if you would. Right, we push ourselves out the door. No, I gotta go. Where are you going? Back to Christ. No, I gotta leave. I'm slipping away. So yes, did you find Christ today? Because if you lost Christ today, I'm going to ask you to turn around and to leave. No, I'm not in need of what you're providing. The humble confession of my iniquity. And why is it humble? Because ignorance truly is bliss, and he is shining a light down upon me. God help me as he breathes and lives within me. Yes, of course. And no, I know. Mm-hmm. Because he knows and he gives us the message. Excellent. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Acts of 6:4, there you go. Now each and every one of us, we have a ministry. And where does the ministry take you? The ministry of the word. So no longer are you a slave to scripture. No longer is it possessive in thought, word, and deed, in theory, and reason. You're not condemned. Now you're converted. I'm carrying your love with me. Every day, those thoughts, the words, it proclaims it. It testifies it. It's near and dear to your heart. And you embrace it. I'm carrying it with me. I'm in the ministry of the word. Who do you work for? I work for my Father, the Savior, the Creator, God himself. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. He also gives me the Holy Spirit. I am capable of being revived. No good for you. Of course, did you need? Ask and you shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. But we devote ourselves to prayer. And what is prayer? Prayer is the confession, isn't it? Even when we're giving thanks, it's the confession to what's relevant to us. I pray on my iniquities. Wash me and cleanse me of my sins and my iniquities. Give me strength, guidance, knowledge, wisdom, passion, integrity, devotion. Come into my heart, soul, and mind. Thankfully, save me, redeem me, acknowledge my presence so I can put it back within your hands. Oh, the garden of life. Yes, of course. They have plants, trees, shrubs, vegetables, fruits of the labor. I'm weeding it out. Didn't you hear me this morning? I'm embracing my spouses. Forgive me what God gave me. And my only direct recollection at this point is I continue to advance with him and put it within his hands. No, I need to weed the garden out. Excuse me. I need to weed the garden out. I want to pull the weeds. I want to toss the rocks out. In fact, I might want to put a little bit of plant food in it. I want to see a bountiful harvest. I want my flowers to be blooming. Mm-hmm. I want to experience the grace, the love, and the joy and the happiness that can be found within the word. So I am converted. I'm no longer a slave, nor am I a disciple carrying out the mission. But rather the scripture is alive within me and I'm alive within it. And when you see me, when you talk to me, when you see the works, the deeds, the laboring of these hands and feet, it's a direct recollection of what God is doing for me and what I'm doing for others. Very good. They say actions speak louder than words. Sometimes those words require action. Lord, forgive me. And he said to them, come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. Oh, we get hungry. You see me? We get very, very hungry. We want to eat it up. We want more of it. Yes, I'm excited. I'm raising my hand. I'm compelled. Come away by yourselves to a desolate place and rest for a while. Put your mind, your heart, soul, and mind at ease. Mm-mm-mm-mm. If your fellows and brothers, sisters don't believe in what you've got going on, the testament devoted of your faith, your belief, the passion of hope, the love of hope, or the hope of love, come away by yourselves to a desolate place. Rest your heart, soul, and mind. Peace and contentment, yes, for sure, outside. For many were coming and going. Oh, they're not sure if they're staying in eternity or if they're walking away. And they had no leisure, not even to eat. They didn't enjoy anything that God provided them. The world, it became scorn and lashing. The perception of deception, the way I viewed it, it couldn't get any worse. My goodness, where was he though? That knock on the door. Yes, you are saved. He is redeemed. He is risen indeed. Indeed. Very good. Hallelujah. Where is he? Isn't it? Where is he? Who are you? Who are you looking for? Where is he? Very good. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Of who? Knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Who you work for? No, you know. 1 Corinthians 15:58. My beloved brothers, be steadfast. And we want to build one another up, right? Immovable, the solid foundation that I stand on, always abounding in the work of the Lord, it's not yours. Sometimes we need to look into the mirror. No, but I want. We're raising our hands. Please, me. Remember me. Excuse me. What about? No, you want. No, I know. No, I know. Because of him. Because of the Lord, we are forgiven. We are redeemed. Knowing that your labor is not in vain. Because there is no good deed or bad deed that goes unanswered. Because your garden will produce a bountiful harvest. Because you will have food on the table. Your family will be fed. You shall be housed. You'll have clothing. You shall not live without in any way, shape, or form. And favor and generosity. Well, the same score and measure. The more you give, the more you will receive. My goodness. So what is the Lord doing for you? Better yet, I mean, where are you? What are you doing for the Lord? Who do you work for, by the way? This is a very nice presentation. Very good. Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort. 2 Corinthians 1:3. It's comforting, though, isn't it? To know that you have the promise of eternity, that you have the afterlife, you are guaranteed an inheritance in heaven. Whoa, what about the 1 in 10,000? But no, I trust in God and I trust in Christ. I am forgiven. I am redeemed. You don't see me condemning other individuals. I just don't think that that version of pie that you made is good enough. I took it. I sliced it. I even put a little whipped cream on top. Poured a glass of milk. I tried it. It ain't sweet enough for me. You need more sugar. When we look to appease to one another and it doesn't include God, we lose. Now that same husband comes home. She looks at him. She tells him, he wanted me to make this pie for you today. He sits down immediately and knows he better eat every bit of it, regardless of how it tastes. It's something that God's delivering. It's something that she worked within him on how they're delivering it. But we seek the Lord in every enactment, don't we? Well, what a very good example. I mean, I'm not happy with the way you cooked dinner. Couldn't you have made it a little bit different? We're so quick to jump the gun. Out the door. Did you find Christ today? And if you lost Christ today, I'm going to have to ask you to leave. You may come back to this house for me and my house. We will serve the Lord when you found Christ. Very good. So every enactment, every encounter, any emotional attachment, every twist, turn, setback, failure, what about succession? My hour of success, happiness, joy. Yes, I am redeemed, forgiven. Hallelujah. I praise it. The trumpets from heaven. I give it immediately back to him. Well, I mean, God wouldn't want me to frown down on her. Let me go get a little bit of pepper real quick. I'll get this straightened out. Let me get this doctored up. Here she's looking. Quick, bring me the salt. Sometimes we need just a little bit more. I don't like the way she planted that garden. Hopefully she leaves for a little bit today. I'm going to move these. They need a few more inches of separation. As long as it's about God, don't let our ignorance. You remember, ignorance is bliss. We like to be stern-footed. Oh, I mean, golly, you ain't going to change him. He's hard. Whoa, hard-shelled. He ain't going to get nowhere with him. What we want and what we need, it better go back to being important to God. And if we find it to be valuable, whew, I tell you, the ones that we've made commitment to, they find value in it and they find it to God. The right individuals, they get you closer to eternity each and every day. You're invested in them, the testament. You're born again. You're down on your knees. You're being washed and cleansed. I don't have anything to hide, nor anything to worry about in any way, shape, or form. Rather, I'm putting it within his hands so that I can be saved, so that I can be redeemed. Don't look to condemn. Don't look to hate. Look to be righteous, not evil. And look to find him within every gracefully acceptance notion. You'll be happy. You'll be very, very happy. Such is the confidence that we have through Christ toward God. 2 Corinthians 3:4. I get to the point where I really don't even have anything to worry about. I'm absolutely sure of it. Regardless if you find it to be right or wrong, the perception or deception, the discipline, the degree, the competence, the means. That sounds real nice. I'm just sure that I don't have anything to worry about. Forgive me, it's about him. It's not about me. How I might wish that it was about me, but the moment it comes about me, here comes the lashing. I'm outright bleeding. Don't you see me? I'm suffering, laying and crawling on the ground. Lord, help me. Yes, of course. Who are you? Remember? The steadfastness of the truth of his ministry working within us, the word as we proclaim it. Sometimes his ministry is us witnessing. I met a fellow brother and sister today. He was scorned. He was bitten. His confession was no more obligation. Confession of obligation, a burden. Bondage, if you would. Not sovereignly, not submissive, but to condemnation. Oh, wait, was it righteous? Sure, the child, I'm sure. Everybody smiles. I don't judge nor condemn. Very good example. But we continue to progress as we advance. You said that you might have a problem. Whose problem is it? By the way, who asked you to make that decision? Somebody says, well, you heard you're moving. Where are you going? I said, to a different country in a different nation. I said, I seek to move. I said, I'll be moving within the next 3 to 4 days, be getting in an airplane, everything that I own be coming with me, and life will be completely over. Very good. Mm-hmm. But it's only the beginning. It's over for some that yet to have accept consent. I'm saying goodbye. I'm continuing to carry out thy Father's work. Mm-hmm. I'm going to continue my own ministry, and I'm going to move intellectually, spiritually, intimately, physically, prosperously, economically, substance-wise within God and Christ and what He's given me in abundance of everything. And what I shall receive, I shall be delivering. I'm going to give it right back to Him. Not that we are sufficient in ourselves to claim anything as coming from us, but our sufficiency is from God, 2 Corinthians 3:5. Where'd you come from? Where'd you get that from? That must be a needle in a haystack. Boy, that's a rare gem or a diamond. Every one of us needs to have that type of acceptance and blessing. The condemnation is irrelevant. Look, you want to walk around the rest of your life being scorned and bitten? You want to be relevant to creature? Then you will be relevant to creature. Ask and you shall receive. If that's what you want, then that's what you shall have. Yes, of course. Yes, of course. Because there ain't nothing for free. Mm-hmm, I heard it ain't yours. I ain't mad at him. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant? Not of the letter, but of the spirit. I walk within it. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. You got it, 2 Corinthians 3:6. Now we're alive. Mm-hmm. Who has made us sufficient to be ministers of a new covenant? Not of the letter, but of the spirit. Remember, when you walk within the spirit, you are no longer subject of the law. So who accepts you or denies you? Where did it come from? Who do you work for? Yes, of course, you already know. For the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. So the moment that those words become harmful to other, it's condemning. Please don't say that. I don't like the way it sounds. Very good. You forgot about the enactment of the substance, the Trinity. It moves within inside of you. The miracles of possession. Possession of what? Holiness. I'm saved. I'm redeemed. It's what drives us to a finer plateau, to eternity, to climbing that stairway. Well, I once was blind, but now I see, eyes wide open. Some of us enjoy the fall. There must be a reason. The ignorance is still bliss. But we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We used to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. Golly, somebody hit that nail right on the head. Me, all right? Let me give you a hand up. I ain't mad at you. So we have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. Renounce, I live within it. God help me. Save me, redeem me. I'm still one of yours. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. No, I mean, that's his word. Your interpretation is relevant by the enactment of works, the laboring of your deeds, but by the open statement of the truth. No, I am forgiven. I am redeemed. Here comes the confession. Then that's what you shall have. We would commend ourselves to everyone's conscience in the sight of God. I got love for you. I'm going to outright be honest with you. I've got love for you. You're not forgiven. You're not redeemed. It's all about what's inside of you and how God's working within you. You'll see me take that Bible. I'm not wanting you to smack me upside the head with it. But listen, you're going to have to let God grab you right by the bottom or right by the heart. Maybe the thought, word, and deed, the heart, soul, mind. The focal point, the synagogue, the temple, yes, you, the body, the church, the state, it lies within you. move within that mindset. Let him move within you. It's because of him we are open. Open to what? Ridicule? To be condemned? To forgiveness? To be capable of thankfully redeeming the word. Yes, I do love you. The confession of my creator, excuse me. Where are you at? For what we proclaim is not ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord with ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. 2 Corinthians 4:5. Oh, we. Ourselves as your servants. Who are you? No, I'm a humble servant. I serve our Lord. Have you ever heard of him? Jesus Christ. He's the reason that I'm forgiven through the blood and the body of Christ. You believe in communion. Take a drink here. Are you hungry? Can you see? Lord, forgive me. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us so that you may be able to answer those who boast outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. Where did he come from? Where does he lie within you? The focal point, the synagogue, the heart, soul, mind, the thought, word, indeed. Yes, of course, the possessiveness of substance. I am delivered and I am redeemed because of him. I shall no longer find myself condemned, upheaved, for there is no excuses as to why I shall not reign in success seated at the right hand. So we think about it. We talk about it. Did you want cream and sugar with that coffee? How about tea? Would you like a biscuit? Forgive me. But the way that we consume it, we hash it up, we cut it up, we chew on it, we swallow it, we digest it and spit it out. I mean, we're hungry. We're hungry for anything that moves within us. But why shall you have fallen asleep to the gospel, to the truth? Why are you no longer excited to be forgiven, to be redeemed? And why do you need to have condemnation to have relevance in this world? The purest form of your testament of the drink that you take is what you possess for others. If you want love, you shall have love. If you want forgiveness, you shall be forgiven. But don't let it become about somebody else in any way, shape, or form, because it goes back to him. For me and my house, yes, of course, my ministry. We all have our own personal ministry, our professional ministry, and it directly relates to our eternal life. God help me. Let's close in prayer. Our graciously Heavenly Father and Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, let the purest form of our testament, our devotion, the walk that we possess, and every enlightenment, including every darkness, be relevant to what you've given us. Let the gifts of eternity supersede any condemnation that we could receive here on earth. For I was once scorned and bitten, but I was quick to rebuke, to turn the other cheek, and to walk away. Remind me of love, of compassion, of your interest and thought, word, and deed, that my body truly is the temple, and to continue your ministry, your work. I need to be possessive in what you're giving me. We ask that you watch us with love, with compassion, with caring. Continue to give us pro-life, to multiply, to love one another, and to give us the grace and acceptance of eternity that you've given us. With love, with compassion, and grace, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and Christ our Savior's name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening. Be sure to follow Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Look at the Buzzsprout feed. There's new fan mail option. You can comment. You can say yay, nay. You can throw something cool at me. Intellectually compelling and challenging one another to find him within the enactment. Be sure each and every day that your ministry for you, for yours, and for your loved ones, the ones that you care about, is no more than the reflection of finding the eternity forgiveness and the love that he has for us. Remember, God is love and there is no alternative. Yes, of course, unless the condemnation of creature itself is more relevant or you seek to find two gods. Let us be reminded that we cannot do this without one another, and that daily we need the love, the grace, the compassion, acceptance, and sometimes the sternness of one another. Saying no sometimes is one of the best options you're ever going to have. Lord, forgive me. In love with compassion and grace. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the continued support. Thank you for the gifts, the donations. Have a very, very blessed day. God bless you. Amen.